News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
The WSJM News Now at 5 is brought to you by True Blue Financial. In the WSJM Newsroom, for Andrew Green, I'm Michael Arney. New COVID-19 cases higher by 6,303 for Thursday for a pandemic total of 770,822. That is a lower new case total than the last several days. The Department of Health and Human Services reporting 112 deaths, however, 81 from vital records reviews. In Southwest Michigan, Berrien County cases higher by 45 to 12,534 with 240 deaths. Cass County, 16 new cases for a total of 4,360. Deaths are up 1 to 66. Van Buren County cases up by 53 to 5,821. 94 people have died there. If you ask Congressman Fred Upton, the Biden administration needs to be sending more COVID-19 vaccine doses to Michigan. He and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell have continued to try to pressure the administration for that. They've sent a letter to them, and Upton says it just makes sense to give Michigan more.
Despite having 10% of the cases nationally, we're getting less than 2% of the vaccines.
Upton says the Biden administration's response has not been good. However,
they've still made the commitment that every American is going to be able to get the vaccine. We want that to be true, but we also want it to be as fast as we can to try and blunt an increase.
Upton says that's the ticket out of the mess. He's urging everybody that can get the vaccine to get signed up to get their shot. A 48-year-old Benton Harbor man is facing four charges of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, punishable by up to life in prison. Attorney General Dana Nessel says Craig Smith was arraigned Wednesday on the charges. That follows an investigation by her office launched in May 2020 in the allegations of sexual assault that came from his wife. Aaron Smith told investigators that he sexually assaulted her hundreds of times in their 13-year marriage, repeatedly verbally and emotionally assaulted her, and threatened her and their kids on multiple occasions. Smith is in the Berrien County Jail with a $20,000 bond. Perrigo, the maker of over-the-counter healthcare products, has broken ground on a North American headquarters in West Michigan. The offices will be part of Michigan State University's Innovation Park in Grand Rapids on the Medical Mile. Perrigo President and CEO Murray Kessler has a vision for the city of Grand Rapids.
It's not yet seen by the community what I believe is the biggest of all opportunities, which is to make this a Silicon Valley of self-care.
Spectrum Health Hospital and the Van Andel Institute, which conducts the medical research, are also nearby. Perrigo has operations in Allegan and Holland, and those will stay. They currently employ over 4,000 people. Well, the state is making changes regarding state contract bids to help fight payroll fraud. Governor Whitmer announced the new steps today to protect companies who follow rules to protect workers' wages and health care benefits.
Firms who commit payroll fraud by misclassifying workers to skirt paying benefits undercuts businesses that treat their employees fairly and in accordance with Michigan's labor laws.
Some of the new changes include having bidders complete a vendor questions worksheet, which includes the disclosure of a bidder's labor and environmental compliance record and a certification that the bidder has properly classified its employees. The state says payroll fraud happens many times when a business misclassifies workers as independent contractors. Republicans are still upset by the veto by Governor Whitmer of legislation to establish broadband internet access in rural areas. The bill would have given providers tax breaks on what's required, but Whitmer says it doesn't require fast enough internet speed. Representative Beth Griffin says she is wrong.
The need for minimum speeds of 25.3 in rural areas is just acute. It's a huge, huge need. And, you know, in my bill, it had speeds of 25.3 because the 25.3 speed is the minimum speed for internet access in order to live stream or to do a Zoom in your home.
Griffin says legislation is still needed.
If the last year and a few months has taught us anything, it's that, you know, to move with the times and to extend opportunities for telehealth appointments for people in rural areas and to allow kids that are in rural areas to attend virtual school.
Whitmer added that she feels the bill would also take funding from schools. Berrien County's 911 dispatcher of the year is Tyler Prankert. During today's meeting of the Board of Commissioners, the 911 Advisory Board's Jack Fisher said Prinkard helped save a 72-year-old disabled woman from her burning home in December.
He stayed on the line with her and encouraged her to get out the wheelchair and yell out the back bedroom dwelling to help so the responders could find her easy. She could have been potentially burned if Tyler didn't step up and think of the ways to assist her in saving her life.
A responding sheriff's deputy was able to pull the woman to safety through a window when he heard her calling out. Fisher said Prinkard is an exemplary dispatcher, deserving of praise from his supervisors. Michigan's extended benefits for those who are unemployed are going to be ending soon.
Due to the state's lower unemployment rate, the U.S. Department of Labor notified the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency the extended benefits program will no longer be payable after Saturday, April 17th. Extended benefits are available when the state's total unemployment rate averages 6.5% or higher for three consecutive months. Michigan has paid approximately $419 million in extended benefits since high unemployment rates triggered the extended benefits program. Rob Mason, the Michigan News Network.
Many countries have a head start on the U.S. when it comes to advanced manufacturing technologies, and that is why the Michigan Technology Center West is partnering with Disher and Fines Ulstra in West Michigan. That's according to Regional Director Justine Burdett.
The fourth industrial revolution is here. It's been here. It's been taking hold. And our Michigan manufacturers really need to start adopting this. We are quite frankly behind. And so the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center partnered with Fines Ulstra and Disher here in the West Michigan office.
Burdett says this partnership provides a systematic approach to improvement and adoption of proven manufacturing principles and the implementation of the correct Industry 4.0 technologies to advance a company's vision. The Traverse City Pit Spitters in northern Michigan is looking for some help to pick a new ballpark menu item. General Manager Mickey Graham says there are seven items to choose from, including the deep-fried Uncrustable.
Oh, it's delicious, first of all. My goodness, it tastes so good. yeah, everyone knows what Uncrustables are, probably in the aisle. You get peanut butter jellies and those types of things. And the item that was submitted to us was you take this and you batter it, then you deep fry it and cover it powdered sugar.
Other options include the Pitt's Spitter Fritter, which is a hamburger with cherry fritters as the bun, and Chickles, a large dill pickle stuffed with chicken. You can vote at northwoodsleague.com/Traverse City Pit Spitters through April 23rd. The season will open up on May 31st. WSJM News time is 5:07. Up next in WSJM News, the trial of former Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin. Now, your business update. The WSJM News Now at 5 continues. Testimony has now wrapped up in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Jurors heard from 44 witnesses in total over 14 days. The vast majority of those witnesses were for the prosecution, with 37 called, from eyewitnesses to the encounter between police and George Floyd to use of force and medical experts. The defense began their case on Tuesday and called a total of seven witnesses. The prosecution recalled one witness this morning as a rebuttal to defense testimony yesterday. Both sides have now rested and will prepare for closing arguments on Monday. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
President Biden is applauding the 92-6 vote in the Senate yesterday, advancing Asian American hate crimes legislation ahead of a final vote on the bill expected next week.
We need to stand with the AAPI community and the whole government response with what we have to get done.
President Biden spoke to reporters as he met with members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus in the Oval Office this afternoon. The former officer charged in the shooting of Dante Wright had a first court hearing via Zoom, and Wright's family members were watching.
ABC News was in the room exclusively with Dante Wright's family as they watched the court hearing on an iPad. They looked stoic and silent. Dante's mother, Katie, telling us afterwards it was tough to watch.
It hurt really bad. I have hatred, anger, sadness.
They say in the brief moment that former officer Kim Potter was seen during the court hearing that she seemed to show no signs of remorse. Alex Stone, ABC News, Minneapolis.
The White House reiterates that COVID-19 vaccine supplies are robust after all 50 states have paused administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's after the CDC and FDA recommended doing that. Press Secretary Jen Psaki also said today that she believes the pause was the prudent approach and thinks those who are hesitant about receiving a vaccine should see this move as a step in the right direction.
We, of course, will see the FDA process will play its way out. And we are fortunate to have a massive effort underway to increase vaccine confidence long before the announcement by the FDA just a couple days ago, which we will continue to implement.
A CDC advisory panel will try to meet in roughly a week to look over the data, and they could offer a new recommendation at that point in time. More than 7 million people in the U.S. received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine before it was paused. A renewed pay for equal work, a legislative effort long stalled in Washington before the expected passage of the Paycheck Fairness Act in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other lawmakers spoke today, calling on their Senate colleagues to back the bill.
Fairness, as I said on the floor, is an American value. It's an American trait. It's something we all agree on.
Business groups say the Paycheck Fairness Act could lead to a flood of class action lawsuits. An update on those Avatar sequels from the guys making them.
You're on Pandora.
Director James Cameron is hard at work on the Avatar sequels, filming all four simultaneously in New Zealand, with Avatar 2 due out next year.
I'm anxious to reveal what we're doing.
He tells me we probably won't see any footage until early next year, but did reveal a little something.
We'll look through the lens of an alternate world at our own world, and hopefully remind people of how majestic and beautiful our own world is, especially the oceans.
The ocean's very important to him. He produced the Nat Geo series Secrets of the Whales, which is out on Disney Plus next week. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Coming up next, we have WSJM weather that you can depend on. WSJM News Now weather for tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 34. For Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 50. Then Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain at night and a high of 54. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.